Phone Boy Speaks, episode 404, Bloatware Not Found.
When you buy a smartphone, there's often applications that are pre-installed on it by the carrier or the handset maker that you'd like to get rid of but can't. And we call this bloatware. It's stuff that takes up memory on the phone that I don't know, replaces functionality that you might want in a stock system, or just it's just annoying software and it takes up space and you want to get rid of it. This is the nice thing about an iPhone, for instance, is that there's no pre-installed anything on the phone other than what Apple provides, and nobody can pre-install anything. And Windows Phone, I think, has the best system for that. Like when I bought my Lumia 520, which was branded with AT&T stuff, the only vestiges of AT&T that are left on the phone other than other than the fact that I've got an AT&T SIM in it, is that, the boot screen, which kind of don't care about, in the back of the phone. But all of the pre-installed AT&T apps were I was able to delete them. They make it very easy to remove those apps, and they do make it easy to put them back on if you want, but I don't need to put them back on and quite frankly don't care to. But on some Android handsets, it's not possible to actually remove some certain applications that you might want to remove. However, there was a court ruling in South Korea, which is the home of Samsung, and I'm sure some other handset makers in South Korea, but Samsung's definitely the biggest one. And so now they have to provide a mechanism for essentially uninstalling all of this crapware on the system, or bloatware as they're referring to it. And I'm not a big fan of bloatware, especially if it's tied to a hardware button, like was the case on some old Nokia Symbian devices I've had some experience with. That gets really annoying because an accidental button push means that you launch an app that you don't really want to pay for. Long and the short of it is that it's score one for the little guy. I don't know if Samsung will make two versions of the phone, one that sells in South Korea and one that sells worldwide, where you still can't remove all the bloatware. But as I say, it's one for the little guy, and hopefully this points to a trend that really the handset makers really need to listen and say, hey, look, we don't want all of your stuff on it. And maybe some people do. I mean, I'm not saying in all cases their apps are crap, but I would like the option to be able to delete them if I don't really want to use them. And unfortunately, in many cases, those apps are not deletable, and or the operator might put some on. Of course, that can always be the case. And that's a whole nother issue, right, is operators. I don't want their stuff. I'm probably not going to use their stuff, and it only irritates me more that with those handsets that they require those apps to be installed and you can't uninstall them. Again, one can hope that this is a trend and that people are getting the idea that really we don't want this stuff on our phones. But I'll use an iPhone because I don't have to worry about any of that stuff. Maybe I use a Windows phone if I can't use an iPhone for some reason, because at least that's it. At least I won't have to worry about operator crapware that I can't get rid of.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.